Today we're talking to Cardiff Hall, international author, speaker, and mentor who has a burning passion for life. His message helps the goal seekers and individuals who feel they are drifting through life turn the tide. Welcome, Cardiff. How are you today?
I am fantastic, Kathy. It's great to be here. Great to share with you. And even though I'm not in person with the WOW group or with you right now, we're coming across the waves and it's great to be here and I'm just honored that you have me here.
Well, Cardiff, I remember the first time I met you, I was at one of Carrie Oberbrunner's Friday morning meetings, and he had asked you to introduce him that morning, and I had only been attending Carrie's events, maybe 2 or 3 months at that time, and I was so impressed with your enthusiasm. And then again, I saw you at the conference. We went to that conference that year, and you were there with your book. So tell us about your book, The Tide Turners. Why did you write the book, Tide Turners?
Well, it's interesting. Well, first off, Kathy, thank you for noticing my enthusiasm. That's one thing that I do have. That's one thing of my special gifts that I have and that I was ordained with. And at birth, I was always this positive individual, even growing up as a young kid and maturing into adulthood. But if you would have asked me 5 years ago, hey, Cardiff, do you want to be a writer? Do you want to be an author? I would have told you, are you kidding me? I don't have time to be an author. That is not my wheelhouse. And wow, I have come full circle. And here I am with a book that I'm very blessed to have a number one new release on Amazon the week it released in its category. And it continues to grow. The audiobook of Tide Turners is going to be coming out in the fall. It's amazing the places you can go if you decide to let go of your negative beliefs about yourself and what you're capable of achieving. But I really wrote this. Well, I'll tell you, I'll go back, Kathy, because there's a story behind this.
Okay, I kind of thought there might be, so I'm excited to hear your story.
Yeah, so about 5 years ago, or a little bit longer, I'm in corporate America today. And I went into my corporate office and I realized that it was going to be a different day. In fact, the different day actually started the night before. My wife had told me there was a deposit of funds in our account that I didn't believe were mine. In fact, I thought that there was a mistake and I would contact the accounting folks and make things, better. So as I got in the office around 8 o'clock in the morning, downtown Minneapolis, high-rise corporate building. So imagine, you walk into this big boardroom, Kathy, big long table, right? And
okay.
The whiteboards and everything else. And there sat your manager. There was my manager who had flown in from a different city. There sat someone from HR. And I knew things were not going to be good. I just had this feeling. I sat down and immediately there was no pleasantries. There was no, hey, how you doing? Can I get a cup of coffee? There was none of that. It was very short. They slid a piece of paper across the desk for me. And they said, Cardiff, today is your last day. You need to pack up your things. You need to leave immediately. And I'm like,
wow.
What
went through your mind?
I could, it's like things are happening so fast that you can't even comprehend. And all I was thinking was, okay, what did I do? Did I do anything? Did I not hook the policy on the sales thing? What happened? Because there must be some core reasoning that they are doing this. They are firing me. And interesting enough, I had just taken my sales team, that was an underperforming sales team, at the bottom of the group, to a top three in the country. And we just got back from a Maui trip where the spouse and the significant other could celebrate. And I was part of that. And my wife went there. My team was there. We had a wonderful experience. And 30 days later, Kathy, I'm sitting here and wondering why is this happening to me?
And now, did you have a plan B at that time, or were you just, point, you had no idea?
No, Kathy, I never heard of a plan B. Never. No. I mean, and if you're listening to this and you're in corporate America or you have a J-O-B, a traditional J-O-B, please hear me. Get a plan B. Listen to Kathy. Listen to what she's doing and get a plan B because you don't know. I wasn't prepared for this capsize of my boat. was not prepared. And so, Kathy, that event caused, which I call the unplanned event, that unplanned event caused me to go on a journey, a self actualization journey. Why am I here? You know, what is life all about? My very first book I read was The Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren. That started to kick things off. I'm a firm believer. I have a very strong faith. And I was kind of blaming God. Why are you allowing this to happen to me when I'm a good person? I go to church. I tithe. I do all of these things. I'm a good Christian guy. And here I am. This was happening to me. And so over the course of that 5 years, I began to really dig into self-development. I began to take online courses. I really began to invest in myself. And then through that process, I'm on a flight back from Baltimore to Minneapolis, Kathy.
Okay.
And I got the upgrade, the first class. It's fantastic, right? I travel a lot. And I'm just committed to just working, firing my computer up, and I'm just going to work. I'm going to get my emails accomplished. I'm just going to work and take care of business. And literally, it is a gloomy day on the ground, overcast and cloudy. We go through the clouds. It's absolutely just stunning, just a beautiful day. I'm sitting on the right side of the plane. I turn, and literally, I hear this voice, and it says, write a book. Now, Kathy, I've never had that experience ever happen to me in my life.
What were you thinking? Was it something that made you was like an overwhelming feeling or?
Yeah, it was, because I'm like, what is this? First off, it was caught me by surprise, and then I just ignored it, and I went back into what I was doing, and then there was again this voice. Write, a little stronger this time, Kathy, write a book. And so
wow.
This time I lean back into my leather chair, fake leather.
Right.
I stop, my computer is up, I stop typing, and now I'm having a conversation with this voice, and I'm pleading my case to the voice why I am not his guy. I don't have enough time. I didn't go to school to be an author. Don't you know that my job just let people go and I have more responsibility? And I'm like, don't you know? And I pleaded my case and I said, yeah, okay, voice, I know you're God, but I'm going to go back to what I'm doing. I went back to my email. And
I wonder how many of us have a voice like that we purposely ignore, that, you know, we hear it loud and clear, but we really kind of ignore it for years, maybe.
For years. And some people could say, well, you know, Cardiff, it wasn't God, it was your intuition, it was you, you know, you went through all of this, and now you know, it was you who wanted to do this. I'm like, there is no doubt this was not me. I was not a reader. I mean, I was a reader then. I was not a writer. I never written content in my life before. And so for the third time, Kathy, I said, okay, let me find something to write with. And I sketched out titles to this book that I didn't even know how to begin to write.
Wow.
I come home, Kathy, my wife, Buffy, and she's looking at me. I'm like, I'm going to write a book. She's like, are you serious? And she's like, I know you have some crazy ideas, but are you going to write a book? She's like, on what? I'm like, I show her the two titles. And I said, which one do you like best? And she goes, this one. Okay. That's what the book's going to be called. And the next morning, Kathy, I woke up, I started to write the manuscript. And I mean, that's how things began to get started. And honestly, I had no intent. I had no intention of being here today, but of course I'm not in control. Someone else is in control, and they're opening the doors. They're allowing me to impact others and to give them clarity, to give them confidence, to increase their competence so they can achieve. So long story, Kathy, but that's how.
That's amazing. I love that story. And so first of all, for our listeners out there, you know, if you feel that you have a mission you haven't accomplished yet, take heed. So that's probably the first moral of the story today. But now tell us, what is your book actually about? The title is Tide Turners. And what is the book actually about?
Right. So let me classify who a tide turner is. And I'll talk about beachcombers. Beachcombers is a new terminology that has just kind of blossomed from tide turners. But I was a beachcomber. And a beachcomber, you know, I was doing well in my life, really didn't have a vision for my life, wasn't a big believer in personal development. I looked at personal development as an expense and not as an investment in oneself to grow. And so that's what a beachcomber is over generally, right? A tide turner is one who is going to overcome obstacles, who has a defined course, knows where they want to go, is resilient, has this buoyancy to them. And tide turners also applies to companies and corporations and groups as well. And in the front of Tide Turners, the book, I rattle off who I deem as individuals who I feel are tide turners, and then I qualify some groups that I believe are tide turners, and then I have a space for you. You, the listener, you right now have the ability to write your name into that and sketch yourself to be a tide turner. So the book is all about taking control of your life, and there's four parts to the book. So the first part is just be lost. You're lost at sea. Perhaps you're at a point in your career or your life that how did I get here?
Like you did when you were sitting at the conference table, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, like I did, right? And so that's the very first part. You're just lost. I call it lost at sea, and you're in this wave, the wave of floating. And then part two is about docking. You head back to your dock. You take inventory of yourself. You look at your choices. You look at your habits. You look at what I call five ports that we're all anchored to at some point in our life, period. We all have five ports that we visit. And that's really where it starts. And I was actually in the port of comfort. And many of you probably are listening to this. Perhaps you were in the port of comfort. And there's two more ports that are north of comfort. Then we go to part three. It's about preparing for the journey, getting the things that I need in my toolbox, in my boat, so I can depart. And part four is about staying on course. It's leaving that dock with assurance, with confidence, and it's getting to your island of achievement. So four parts to the story, to the book, and it's really to get someone to go through a realization that, you know what, I need some clarity, I need some help. And going back to that doc and getting the resources that one would need to achieve and get to where they want to go.
All of that is very exciting. And Cardiff, a lot of our listeners don't know, but you and I have talked on numerous occasions, and you've coached me through some of my ports of call. Mm-hmm. And I'm still on my journey as well. Now, at the beginning of each chapter, I noticed there is a wave. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that came up because I was thinking about this whole ocean thing, and I've never had a boat in my life, but I really truly love the water. And when you think about the water, if you've been to a lake or been to an ocean, you have these currents, and every single wave is different. And every single morning when we wake up, we are entering a wave. We do not know what size wave we're going to be in. It could be very small, and we don't even know it. And every single day, these waves affect our journey of life. And how that we manage through those waves will depict and will dictate and show us where we end up in our journey.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting. I love the book. I loved everything about it. We're going to tell our listeners at the end of the interview today how they can get a copy of the book. And then I think you said you had some questionnaires or whatever that will help them in their journey. But
yeah.
One of the things that I really got out of the book in general, when I just think about a ship leaving port and going on your journey and going to your destination, you have to have a personal vision on where you want to go. And I know you sitting there at the conference table that day, I know you had to stop and ask yourself, you know, where am I going to go from here? What's mm-hmm. How do you develop that personal vision? Tell us a little bit about the need to have one and how you develop a correct one. I mean, I have a lot of things I'd like to do, but Making sure I have the right vision has been a little difficult.
Right. Well, it all starts with a vision. And again, I didn't have a personal vision, you know, 5 years ago, plus years ago. And the way to think of the personal vision is really, again, depicting the water and the waves. You're in this boat and there's that lighthouse, you know, just shining a light. To me, that is your personal vision. That's where you want to go. And I had someone ask me this, well, can you have different visions throughout your journey of life? And I had to sit back and like, I had to think about that. Is it possible to have in the different stages of life, can you have different visions for that stage? And I had to say, yes, you can. And in my 20s, I didn't have the word vision. That was not even in my vocabulary. Now, as I mature and I'm older and I'm approaching that 50-yard line in life, now, dang right, I've got a vision for my life. And see, your vision needs to be aligned with your gifts. What are you gifted at? And you could be listening to this right now and saying, well, Cardiff, I don't know. I don't have any gifts. I'm like, I disagree with you. There is something that you are gifted at. That's something that you perhaps you didn't realize it, but these are things that give you energy, that bring about a joy and a sense of purpose. That is your gift. And once you align to your gift, that creates that connection to your lighthouse, your vision. You may not know how to get there, right? Like when I started this manuscript, Kathy, I didn't know how to get a finished manuscript, let alone did I know about cover design and interior design and how does Amazon. I didn't know all of that, but I started. You see, I started, and that's the first step is, okay, finding something that aligns you, who you are, how you're gifted, and start. Don't worry about how, just start.
So what you're saying is just take the first step and don't worry about the final step.
Correct.
Okay.
And it's when we take those steps, right? So here's how I met Carrie. So I'm in the process of writing my manuscript, and I'm listening to a podcast called Entrepreneur on Fire. Love the podcast by John Lee Dumas. And then I hear about this book publishing world that I'm going to be in, right? Because I'm writing a book, and I'm going into an industry that I do not know anything about. Carrie had my attention. Just his way he presented himself on EO Fire. I loved, you know, just what he had to say. And then I'm like, you know, I'm going to sign up for this webinar. I signed up for the webinar, but just like life gets in the way, I knew there was going to be a replay. It wasn't live. And the replay was going to be taken down 72 hours. And here I am. It's Sunday night. And all of a sudden, this light bulb goes in my head. I have to get on the webinar. and I jump on the webinar.
Because you didn't want to miss it at that point.
I didn't want to miss it. Now, I could have said, well, I'll just, oh, whatever, you know, carry with. But there was something in my mind that it made me just like, okay, stop what I'm doing. There's this webinar you have to listen to. You have to get up. You have to listen to. And that's how I got connected to Carrie. And this was around the December time, around the holiday time frame. And that's what can happen for those of you that are, you know what, Cardiff, I hear what you're saying, but I really want to know how things are going to turn out. I just have to say, be comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Boy, that is an important point. And sometimes I'm not very comfortable with the uncomfortable. I'll try something, and if I feel like, oh well, that didn't go so well, I have a tendency to go, oh well, maybe I won't try that again.
Right. And it's when we take those steps, the doors begin to open, and we're like, well, I can't believe this. I can't. No, it's not that you took the steps. You said. You put it out in the universe, okay, I'm going to do something. And then the universe says, okay, your mind has to begin to look for those things that are going to prove you right. If you say, and this is, there's a lot of psychology, a lot of things behind this, but if you say to yourself, you know, I can't do that, your mind physically has to go to work for you, and it will prove to you what you just said. I physically cannot do that. I cannot write a book. I cannot own my own properties. I can't. And guess what? Everything that you've just put out there, it will prove to itself correct.
I believe that. I believe that. And I have a lot of gals that I'm coaching currently, and some of the gals are telling me they can't do it. And I'm not sure how to coach them past that point. So maybe that's something that you and I need to work on in my development. Yeah. But anyway, there's a lot of questionnaires and different tools in your toolbox that can help our listeners go to the next step. Tell us about some of the things that you have, how we can connect with you, how we can get some of these tools to help us.
Yeah. Well, first off, thanks for the opportunity to share with your WOW group. Kathy, you're an amazing person. I love being your coach and seeing the unbelievable things that you have done since we started working together. But let me tell you, this whole terminology called beachcombers is not in tide turners. It's something that has really manifested itself. And so what I did is I developed an assessment. It's called the Beachcombers Tide Turners Assessment. And it's a 20 question in air that will basically give you the results of where you are on the scale of beachcomber or tide turners. And when you take this assessment, please know it's just a baseline. It is just a starting point. And so many people are like, I don't want to know. And it's kind of like, you know, you don't want to know where you are in your finances, or you just want to dig your head in the sand and like, okay, this is not happening. Your life is happening. Your life is happening right now. Every single minute that goes by, you don't get that back. And I'm encouraging you right now, head over to CardiffDHall.com/WOW. Cardiff, D as in dog, Hall, HALL.com/WOW. It will take you to the assessment, and you'll be able to have a good analysis of where you are and understand it's only a baseline. If you want to connect with me on social media, I would love to get connected that way too. Everything across social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, Cardiff D period Hall, Cardiff D Hall across all of those platforms on social media. And I would love to connect with you that way.
That is a great tool. I can't wait to go myself and do the assessment and see how it comes out. See where I am actually positioned between beachcomber and tide turner. I hope I'm more on the tide turner side.
I hope so, because you're my client, so you better be.
Yeah, I hope I am. So, Cardiff, it has been so fun talking with you today. And all our listeners, we loved having you visit us today. You can connect with me by signing up for my newsletter, or you can visit me at www.kathybinner.com, your passive income coach. But before we sign off, Cardiff, tell us how we can get a copy of the book, Tide Turners.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and you can head over to Amazon. If you're an Audible person, you don't enjoy the hard copy or soft copy of books, if you're an Audible person, hang tight with me. The Audible is coming out. I'm just thrilled about this book. I did all of it. I read it myself.
I love that.
Amazing. I have a special guest for those of you that are part of the tribe in Columbus, Ohio, the Author Academy leader, Carrie's Tribe. There is a special guest that is part of this book, this Audible book. So you can head over to Amazon, put in Tide Turners, grab yourself a copy, or if you want to wait until the Audible version comes out, that's fine. Just connect with me on my website, and then you'll be notified of when the Audible will be ready. So take a look at that. And then you can also head over to CardiffDHall.com/, I think it's Tide Turner, TideTurnerBook.com, TideTurnerBook.com will get you some additional information on Tide Turners, and it'll give you a YouTube kind of a music quote thing I put together too. That's pretty cool.
That's exciting. That's exciting. I remember your book launch. I watched it as you were doing your book launch, and I've gone over. I have two or three copies of your book here at my bed and breakfast for guests, and so
you.
So we're embracing everything that you're doing, Cardiff, and thank you so much for being with us today. And to all our listeners, we will see you soon.
Yeah. See ya. Thanks, Kathy.
Okay, bye-bye.